morning.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the public, staff, welcome to the regular meeting of the council of the Water Quality World Board of Lahat. Our chair, Amy Horn, was unable to attend. My name is Pete Humphrey, I'm the bishop, and I'm the board vice chair, acting as chair for this meeting. I want to thank the public for attending. Your comments, ideas, and participation are vital to our decision-making process. We do a better job when you give us your input. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board. To my immediate left, Kimberly Cox from Ellendale, Keith Dias from Rosamond, Don Dargy, Chuck Keane from Markleyville, and Eric Sandell from Truckee. The executive officer is Patty Kuyumchen. Ms. Kuyumchen, would you please introduce the staff as a witness today?
Certainly, I'd be pleased to do that. We have Maury Kemper, our assistant executive officer. We have Kim and I, to your left, our legal counsel. We have Amber Will and John Kim, who are our clerks, are helping you today. We have Peace Copeland, who's our president of the legal office. And we have Ken Ellen Miller, who is the president of our top office here today. We also have Rob Tucker in the audience, who you'll hear from later today. Jan Zimmerman from our legal office. Brianna St. Pierre, again, you'll hear from her a little later today. And Linda Bozarte.
Kathy.
The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. We encourage your input on any items so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on an agenda item, please fill out the orange card, looks like this, in the back of the room, actually the side, and hand the card to Amber, our board clerk. We want to hear from you. I ask that you are respectful to the board members, staff, fellow presenters, and the public. Everyone's voice should be heard, even if they offer different viewpoints. Please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. If we have a large number of speakers, I may place time limits on presentations. If you have any written materials as part of the agenda, please hand copies to the board clerk and she will distribute them. Using the orange cards, I will call your name and ask you to come to the lectern and speak on the agenda item. So that we can have an accurate administrative record, I ask that you speak clearly. We want you to be aware of your due process rights. If you do not agree with an action or inaction of the regional board, you may petition the state water board to review our decision. The state board must receive the petition within 30 days of the regional board's action. Our staff can provide you with technical assistance, copies of regulations, forms, etc., to file your petition. Information about the petition process is also available on the State Water Resources Control Board. So, taking from last night, first thing I'd like to do, first of all, which is to thank on behalf of myself and my wife, all of you who were so supportive, kind, and such well wishes, following her disagreement with a horse. She's doing better, and we really appreciated everyone's condolences. So thank you very, very much. Our first item this morning is public forum. Any person may address the water board regarding a matter within the water board's jurisdiction that is not related to an item on this morning's agenda. Comments will generally be limited to 5 minutes unless otherwise directed by the chair. Any person wishing to make a longer presentation should request an extension. Comments regarding matters that are under development for future meetings or not within the water board's regulatory authority will be restricted. So, is there any member of the public who wishes to address the board?
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman and members of the regional board, and Patty, thank you very much. I really wanted just this morning to thank you all for paying attention to this part of our region and of California. We are incredibly fortunate to have local representation. Mr. Humphrey is incredibly helpful. I am Kay Ogden, Eastern Sierra Land Trust Executive Director. You may know Eastern Sierra Land Trust has recently put in an RCTP pre-proposal, and if we are invited to put in a full proposal, we will be coming to you and asking for some help on that. So I just want to say thank you very much, and again, it's incredible to have local support and help. Thank you.
Any other member of the public who wishes to address the board? Seeing none, move to item 11. And I don't know, item 11 is an uncontested calendar. It relates to item 12. And so the first thing I want to do is I don't have a card from anyone who wishes to speak with respect to item 12, but I'm wondering if there is anyone in the audience who does wish to speak to that. I should probably tell you that item 12 is revised waste discharge requirements for Hurlong Public Utility District, wastewater treatment and disposal facility in Lassen County. If there is no one who wishes to speak to the board regarding that matter, I think that we can treat it as an uncontested item under item 11 on the agenda.
I would move to the uncontested calendar. I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any comments by the board members? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item 13, revised waste discharge requirements for Athens Service American Organics Victor Valley Regional Composting Facility, San Bernardino County. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a statement before the presentation is heard. I did participate in a tour of a composting facility in Oceanside, California, at which representatives for Athens were present. The permit before us was not addressed during the tour, and I was unaware of this item coming before the board at the time of that tour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray and St. Pierre will be providing information for the staff. Good morning, board members. I'm bringing my big white over here because I can't see that screen. So I'm going to my name is Brianna St. Pierre, I'm an engineering geologist in our Victor Valley office. I'm here to discuss the proposed revised waste discharge requirements for the Victor Valley Regional Composting Facility. There's an outline of the topics I'm going to discuss in your packets. There were additional slides provided at the end. I'm not going to discuss those in detail, but they're provided here about in case you want to addition. Adopted in 2000. The waste discharge requirements were amended in 2002 to allow the discharger to accept biosolids from the Victor Valley Wastewater Reclamation Authority, or VDWRA, to the north. Water Board staff noticed increasing concentration. There it is. Can't see it. The red, the high red line. Those are increasing concentrations of arsenic in downgrading and monitoring wells. And several notices of violation were issued. In 2008, when there was a gap in some of the data, the ownership of the facility changed from Cal Biomass to Athens Services. A characterization of material at the facility demonstrated the material is a designated waste. Adoption of waste discharge requirements pursuant to California Code of Regulations Title 27 is a critical next step in the continuum of measures to protect groundwater quality. As mentioned previously, the characterization of material is a designated waste. For example, arsenic concentrations seen on the left, very high mark on the left. Arsenic concentrations were as high as 177 micrograms per liter, as shown on the little red line on that same side. The maximum contaminant level is 10. If you remember on the chart on the previous slide, those concentrations were detected as high as 200 micrograms per liter. Also detected in the material on site, chloride concentrations were as high as 610 milligrams per liter, and the maximum contaminant level was 250. So, the reason we're here. This action is to adopt new waste discharge requirements for the facility, which will include a Class 2 waste pile and surface impoundment. The compost facility has been operating for over 15 years. The runoff is currently discharged in an unlined stormwater pond. This wastewater is a designated waste and, if not contained, could impact water quality. This photograph shows runoff from the facility on the left directly to the Mojave River on the right during a high precipitation event. Adoption of this board order will provide water quality control by containing the discharge in a lined facility. The current facility has a stormwater pond, a compost processing area, an office scale equipment storage area, parking area. The BDWRA facility is to the north, and the percolation ponds are to the west. And yet, the Mojave River is directed to the east. Proposed improvements to the facility will include the construction of a stormwater diversion berm around the entire facility, the construction of a lined waste pile for the composting area, and the construction of a lined surface impoundment to contain the stormwater from a 1,000-year, 24-hour event. To protect our water quality, the discharge and designated waste must be contained in California Code of Regulations, Title 27, Class 2 Surface Impoundment. The surface impoundment will be lined and equipped with leachate collection and removal system and monitored to ensure the liners of the surface impoundment have not been compromised and are operating, functioning properly. The surface impoundment is required to contain the volume for a 1,000-year, 24-hour event that falls on the facility while maintaining 2 feet of free water to prevent that overtopping you saw in that previous picture. The windrow area will be re-engineered to slope directly to the surface impoundment to contain any runoff. Samples will be collected directly from the pad area. Discharger is also proposing to construct a term aerated static pile area. This area will be constructed using concrete with a drain and liner system, so samples can be collected beneath the concrete pad. This left side shows a simplified diagram of aerial view of a concrete pad with the drain and the liner system. The right side shows the cross section with the concrete pad, the drains, and the underlying liner system with sampling access. Water Board staff, San Bernardino County staff, and Air Quality Management District staff have received complaints regarding the odors and dust at the facility. An odor control plan is required to determine the source of odors and propose appropriate mitigation measures. Mitigation measures are required in the waste discharge requirements to prevent the condition of nuisance resulting from odor at the facility. These include assessment of site conditions and treatment of the discharge to reduce odors. Wind in the area is predominantly towards the northeast. In this picture, it's standing at the BDWRA percolation pond looking approximately east. You can see Shea Road and then the compost facility, the Mojave River, and then Oro Grande is in the background. Waste discharge requirements require measures to monitor wind speed and not conduct activities that generate dust that may create a nuisance condition when wind speeds are in excess of 30 miles an hour. In conclusion, regulation of this facility under California Code of Regulations, Title 27, is appropriate to ensure the protection of water quality and beneficial uses of waters of the state. As the discharge is ongoing to an unlined stormwater pond with very shallow groundwater, this action protects future groundwater quality. Water Board staff recommend adoption of revised waste discharge requirements for the Victor Valley Regional Composting Facility. If you have any questions.
Thank you. Before I take questions from the board, I just wanted to tell the public that last night we discovered that our projector system was not functioning. I don't want you to have the impression that we thought that this television screen was necessarily an adequate technical approach up to today's meeting. So it was the best that we could do under the circumstances, but wasn't our original design. Start on my right. Questions for Mr. Jardine?
No.
Mr. Sanders?
No questions.
Mr. Dyer?
No questions.
Ms. Collins?
Probably more comments than questions, having been the one that's lived in this area and seen this facility from its inception in the past. It has been very, very poorly operated. For those of you that have been out to Hellendale or on one of the tours that Mojave has provided, Hellendale is about 7 miles north of this facility, and there are many, many mornings when the odor travels up the river to Hellendale. It's been not a pleasant experience having this composting facility located where it is. Directly across the river, within a few hundred feet of this facility, is a large school with a student population of several hundred. My children go to that school, and the odors on the school itself are just horrific. I have noticed since Athens has taken over the facility, the operation is cleaner. It appears that the feedstock is cleaner because the odors have diminished. In the past, they brought in grease trap waste, cheese sludge from a cheese factory in Corona, and other very undesirable feedstock. Is there anything that controls the feedstock that may result in odors, knowing that that's not our core competency, but it could affect water quality as well?
Generally speaking, that's kind of a tough question, because generally speaking, from a water quality perspective, with the containment features in this, they could potentially take different feedstocks. However, pursuant to other permits, they have to, limit their feedstocks to be compliant with those. However, in these WDRs, they are required to not create a condition of nuisance and odors. And so if they were to take something that would potentially cause odors, then they would need to either not take them or mitigate for those odors to not create that condition of nuisance.
And how do the standards in this permit relate to nursery products?
They're very, very similar to nursery products. Almost identical, actually.
Because that's really, and held up as the gold standard of new composting. Do you know if they will be removing some of the old compost, because that still has the residual feedstock materials in there?
If you're talking about the old pile with the big contaminants and the big fraction material, that's being transported to the Victorville landfill.
I feel confident with what's in here that we will continue to see improved operations. Thank you for all your hard work in making sure that we have appropriate conditions in here to protect water quality.
Thank you. I have no questions.
I just wanted to share the staff report on this discharge today. I wanted you to know how strict these requirements are compared to other compost facilities in the state. You know, class 1 is hazardous. Class 3 is landfill, class 2 is somewhere in between, just to give you a sense of the care and caution that staff put in this facility. It is unique in the state. Most compost facilities don't have these strict requirements. It was from Mary Lou.
Thank you. I have a speaker card from Anthony Bertrand.
Good morning, Bert. Thank you for the time to speak with me today. My name is Anthony Bertrand. I'm with Athens Services. For the owner and all 2009. When we purchased that facility, we made some substantial changes to the operation, some of the feedstock that we brought to the site, that created some of the nuisances that board member Cox had alluded to. And we're proud to say, as a company, we've made tremendous strides in that regard. We're a private solid waste and recycling company in Southern California. And we have, our goal as a company is to provide zero waste to all of our cities. And as you know, the new regulations on organics that are before us today that will increase in the next 5 to 6 years, there's going to need to be places to manage organics. And as a company, we collect from businesses and residents. And our job is to eliminate and try to minimize as much of what we collect from going into a landfill. This facility is extremely important to us. But not only this facility, we have projects underway with partnerships in anaerobic digestion. One of them being on this property itself with DBWRA. We are working with them and some of their private developers on potentially providing feedstock for that. So the cheese liquids that you had referenced before, which we don't take today, that's ideal to go into an anaerobic digester, which is a closed system. So that goes into a closed system, stays in a closed system, and is used to produce energy. So those are some of the things that we're doing to help still have an avenue for that, an outlet for that type of material without creating a problem. I will say this, we've been talking about this facility with your staff for about 2 years now, just going over our site operation and potential changes. And when we sat down last October and discuss, okay, what's our path forward? Your staff was extremely helpful with us. They were strict in terms of what the regulations require. We understood that, but they were very fair with us. So it was good working with your staff, Ariana, Therese, and Mike, and also. So they were helpful to us. So they understood the situation we were in. We understood as a company that with the new regulations on board, we had to make some type of improvements. And as a company, we want to make sure we have a place for to service our customers, but we want to be environmentally sound and responsible, and we want to be a good neighbor. So if there are any issues at all with the school district or Hellendale, please reach out to us. We've got some odor monitoring systems that we're working on with BBWRA that will help give us a little bit more real-time accuracy when we have issues, and that allows us to address it. But we certainly want to be a good neighbor. We don't want to create a nuisance, but we want to have a good, solid, sustainable facility, which everyone knows California needs. I just came from the Waste Expo and sat in on 4 or 5 classes on organics, and there were a number of speakers from California. It's interesting, you listen to them, and they always, since we're in Vegas, they always use, they said, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what happens in California doesn't stay in California in terms of organics. And it's true. California has some aggressive recycling goals in terms of removing organics from landfills, and us as a private company and a service provider to over 500,000 businesses and residences, we're obligated to provide, to meet those obligations and provide the facilities to do that. We believe this is one of the facilities with these new regulations that meets that intended goal. We're proud to be to have it, and we'll make sure we do everything required by the permit and operate it properly. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the board members? Thank you very much. Any comments or discussion?
I'd just like to make a comment. You know, compost facilities done well are really a benefit to water quality in our region. They're diverting green waste that goes to the landfill, like a third of the waste goes like is organics, and that causes a lot of problems. So getting it out of the landfill, using it for composting it, using it for soil health, for erosion, these are all wonderful benefits that have also a positive impact on water quality down the road. So, you know, it's a win-win to have a good compost facility in our region for water quality.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make the motion to approve the revised waste discharge requirements for Captain Services and American Organics Secure Regional Composting Facility.
Second. I'll second. Then move to second, and we approve requirements of the California Department of Transportation, simulate safety road by the rest area of wastewater treatment facility in Lynn.
Robert Tucker from our town hall, please provide some education on the item.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to say, if anybody in the audience would like their copy of the presentation, I have several, if you want to see that. Good morning, Mr. Pumphries, members of the board. I'm Rob Tucker, Water Resource Control Engineer with the Water Board, your staff. I'm here to provide information on the Lakewoods and rest area. The rest area is located off of 395 Highway southeast of Susanville. It's in a rural setting, and the wastewater from its bathrooms must be treated and disposed of on site. Caltrans approached the Water Board over 2 years ago about the project. They inquired what kind of effluent limits would be necessary for an upgraded wastewater treatment disposal system from their standard septic system. They approached the Water Board for two reasons. First, their shallow groundwater had nitrogen concentrations above the drinking water standards, 10 milligrams per liter. The second, their effluent from their existing septic tank had high nitrogen concentrations in comparison to a single-family home. The reason why is because they have no wash water, laundry, showers, and strictly restrooms. At a table here that shows the comparison to Caltrans, the wastewater effluent. The first column that you will see on the left after the designation of constituents is from a typical septic tank effluent. The second column shows what the existing Caltrans facility effluent is. The second from the bottom shows total nitrogen. So a typical septic tank is in the range of 40 to 100, where Caltrans is getting 200 milligrams per liter. And last, Caltrans' proposed effluent quality for their on-site wastewater treatment system was less than 10 milligrams per liter, which was the number we proposed when they came to us around 2 years ago. That 10 milligrams per liter on average represents a 95% reduction in total nitrogen. Now, how is Caltrans going to achieve this? This is for a small system, not a large. This is about 4,000 gallons a day max flow rate that they designed for. From the schematic, going from left to right, the very first segment is a urine tank. They'll be receiving urine from the male urinals, and they'll hold that material during the winter months, and then in the summer months, they will meter it in. It also has an overflow to the lift station, which is the next component. The lift station, again, for all the wastewater goes to the lift station, and then to the septic tank for solid separation. It goes from there to a media tank, and the media tanks fully submerge the first one for a fixed film process to start degrading biologically. From there, it goes to a recirculation tank, and it will be recirculated over a sand filter. That process is highly oxygenated. Besides just consuming some of the nitrogen, it will convert nitrogen into nitrate. From that tank, they're going to go into a wetlands. The wetlands, basically a wood chips area as an organic source. The organic source is needed for denitrification and lower the oxygen content facilitate denitrification. From that wetland, it will go into a pump basin and will be dosed to a subsurface disposal system. Again, that's for a max flow rate of 4,000 gallons per day. So when I was looking at this permit, something I wanted to look at was at 10 milligrams per liter, 4,000 gallons, how does that compare to the loading from a standard septic system, from a single-family home? So I went ahead and did some calculations, which is attachment B for this board order. And I compared, first I set a Tier 1 policy, which is out of the OTS, On-Site Wastewater Treatment System from the State Board, For that area, 15 inches of annual rainfall, you need a parcel size of approximately 2.5 acres. And then I use a very low concentration of 40 milligrams per liter total nitrogen and a discharge of 250 gallons per day to get a pounds of nitrogen per acre number. That way I can use calculations to put in the Caltrans property size and the Caltrans flow rate, and we ended up getting a concentration of 10.2 milligrams per liter. So 10.2 milligrams per liter total nitrogen equates to what their facility would look like if they were on a 2.5 acre of 250 gallons per day.
Well, can I caution you, the board members, that is on base stamp 14-37.
So with our effluent, I calculated this with a maximum flow rate. The average flow rate for Caltrans is closer to 2,500 gallons per day. So we believe this is protected using a 10 milligrams per liter average total nitrogen at 2,500 gallons per day. So in summary, that will be less, or we're more stringent than a single family home on Caltrans, but not the whole lot. But what else does this waste discharge requirement do? One of the things I brought up earlier is the shallow groundwater has nitrogen pollution in it. And currently we don't know the groundwater direction, the source of the nitrogen, although we believe Caltrans is a source, but we don't know if it's the culprit of the high nitrogen. There are other facilities around, homeowners, agricultural fields. So this order includes a time schedule order. And what does that time schedule order do? First, we're going to have an irrigation plan. We'll be using that shallow groundwater at Caltrans to irrigate the landscaping. And that'll help utilize that nitrogen. And they've got to give us an irrigation plan by September of this year. Second, by next July, they're going to install groundwater monitoring wells on site so we can understand groundwater direction, flow, and we'll do monitoring concentrations around the site. And last, in 2018, they'll give us a groundwater report, an investigation discussing how their treatment system, the disposal system, the use of the shallow groundwater, how that's affecting that shallow groundwater on the site. So, in summary, we have an effluent limit of 10 milligrams per liter. It's more stringent, we believe, than the State Board's on-site wastewater treatment system policy, which will help ameliorate the nitrogen in the groundwater, as well as the time schedule order. We'll be starting to understand better what's going on in the facility to remediate the groundwater. In conclusion, we recommend you adopt this order. Any questions?
Any questions?
No questions. Thank you very much. Any comments from the board members?
Very good question. I would move disposal of the motion. I also would move to adopt the proposal. I'll second that.
Then move to second that we adopt the proposed order. Are there any comments from